The American dream of a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage, popularized by President Herbert Hoover in the Roaring Twenties, by the 1950s expanded to a steak on every grill and a second car for the wife in every two-car garage. But now, with 31 million Americans out of work and 44 million on food stamps, there are fewer homes with a pot to plop a chicken into or garages to park, even a three-wheeled tricycle. Already, the record 3 million home foreclosures filed this mid-year 2011 forecast that by the end of December, the 3.8 million home foreclosures in 2010 will be exceeded in 2011 by 20%. This is scary stuff, and it's nothing less than the annihilation of our nation's white Christian middle class. Our beautiful families, our European heritage, the American dream that the pilgrims jeopardized their lives for when crossing the turbulent oceans to create a Christian society in the New World is being decimated, destroyed, extinguished, never to return again. Emblematic of the demise of the American dream is the annual lighting of the Hanukkah menorah every December on the White House lawn, celebrated by both members of the state and ultra-Orthodox Talmudic rabbis representing the American Jewish community. Now, where are the leaders of the ACLU, led and funded by Jews, vomiting out their favorite slogan, separation of church and state? Nah. Not a peep out of them. But try to put up a nativity scene on the White House lawn, which truly expresses the sentiment and dream of the American people. Then the Jewish legal guns of the ACLU will be all over you with their briefs and affidavits. Indeed, we now have the union of synagogue and state in America, with the Holocaust religion replacing Christianity, thrown an hour in our children's faces day after day, making a hero out of the apostle of the everlasting Yiddish wine, Elie Wiesel, who keeps on pounding the nails of his Holocaust religion into the coffin of the American dream. The watershed. The defining moment of the death of the American dream was when the powerful Jewish lobby, led by Jewish New York Senator Jacob Javits, pushed through their open immigration law of 1965. Upon its passage, Javits triumphantly exclaimed, "Open the floodgates!" And ever since, every possible race, color, and creed has flooded our once Christian shores, fragmenting our culture, by which one race, one creed rises to the top to take control of the multicultural muddle, namely American Jewry. China and India, of course, will have none of this multiracial, multicultural fragmentation of their societies. But they are very happy to have our outsourced jobs, professions, and occupations replacing American blue and white collar workers with their low-wage labor pools. And it's all handed to them on a silver platter by Jewish finance capital, which underwrites the stocks of American corporations, dictating to corporate managers that if they want to keep their jobs and get their huge bonuses at the end of the year, they better cut costs, which means shafting the American worker. My friends, the American dream is over. Your children will not have a better life than you or your fathers and mothers before you. But the Jewish dream of global hegemony is in full swing, gaining momentum every day and goes unchallenged by the sleeping masses. But soon, when the sleeping masses awake to a living nightmare, out of money, out of jobs, they're gone, they're not coming back, out of food, when they have nothing left to lose but to lose it, then the Jewish house of cards will fall.